Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We welcome you once again on this day, beautiful day of Yawmul Jumu'ah, Yawmul Arafah. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. We meet with Mufti Muhammad Akusab, Hafidhullah. Let's welcome him, Mufti Sahab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, all well?
Yeah, alhamdulillah, Mufti Sahab, all well on your side.
Allah's karam, Allah's mercy, Allah has given us Mubarak days. So similar, so close to the month of Ramadan. Our hajis are in Hajj, making dua for the Ummah. We're really fortunate, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. And subhanAllah, it's so amazing, this day of Arafah, this day of, for us, we speak of South Africa, our Hujjaj had experienced it yesterday. And that total electric effect has come now, and this is another beautiful day which Allah Azza wa Jal also has praised it as well in the Quran Sharif, and so many actions the Hujjaj will be engaging today. Mufti Sahab, when did you perform Hajj last?
Allah, we were 2019.
Okay, mashallah. So it wasn't so long. I thought 2000, like Mufti Sahab was going to say 2005 or 6 or 7. Oh, but alhamdulillah,
Allah take us again and again, and you can never say that Hajj is the same each time. It's different. Each journey of Hajj is a different experience. So mashallah, Allah give us tawfiq. I mean, go again and again, and mashallah, it's too special. Alhamdulillah.
I mean, Mufti Sahab, what's your message for us today?
Really, Maulana Sahab, I wanted to share about our Hujjaj who have been traveling from Muzdalifah. They've been marching for Allah this morning from Muzdalifah to Mina. So I want to share those sentiments and link it to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time, 1400 years ago, when he spent the night in Arafah, and he made so much of dua for his whole ummah. And then the sun set. So everyone was awaiting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's departure. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't perform Maghrib at Arafah, and he was awaiting someone. So everyone was wondering, who would Allah's beloved be awaiting? Everyone is waiting on him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he is waiting for someone. This someone must be very, very special. And when the Sahabi comes, the young Sahabi, whose mother hailed from Africa, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she was there for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his childhood. She was a slave, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam freed her. She was African, from East Africa. And this young Sahabi Usama alights on the conveyance with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the lesson here for humanity is, this is that beloved of Allah who came for all colors, for all races, for all nationalities, for all people. So not only did Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhort throughout his Hajj, honor for every person, their wealth, their honor, their life, and he equated it to the sanctuary of Arafah, of Muzdalifah, of Mina, highlighting for the Ummah respect and fulfilling the rights of one another. He also showed it. He's showing that every person before Allah is so valuable. And I would exhort our listeners to share with their Christian associates that the Bible was used as a foundation of racism. In Genesis, when the Bible discusses Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam's life, and then it falsely accuses him of cursing his grandson Kanaan, the son of Ham. And then in the 15th century, when the Europeans enslaved the African nation, they used this verse in the Bible that this is due to the curse of Noah, that the offspring of Ham are slaves and are to be enslaved and worth nothing. But the Quran portrays, this is that Nabi of Allah who came to show respect to every person, irrespective of color, race, nationality, language. We should never feel we better than the other. Imagine there were so many people there, Sahaba there, radiallahu anhum, from Banu Hashim, from Quraysh, from different clans, from Banu Tamim. But Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took a Sahabi whose skin was the beautiful color, black. And this Sahabi sits on the camel with the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. En route, he stops to relieve himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Usama asks, would you pray Maghrib? He said, Salah Amamak, further on at Muzdalifah. That's where Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed his Maghrib and Isha at the plains of Muzdalifah. And that was last night for the Hujjaj. Obviously, our sighting was different, and the hadith says, you practice the amal according to your sighting of the moon, like we perform Maghrib Salah or Fajr Salah according to the sunrise and the sunset in our respective countries. But anyway, just trying to reminisce and feel with the Hujjaj. So from here, imagine that night at Muzdalifah. It's really an amazing night. Every one of us who've been there, and every one of us should aspire to be there again and again. And every one of us who haven't been, we should make an intention and save up as much as possible. Put it aside and save up for our Hajj. Because this is a fariḍa. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. If we analyze this verse from the five pillars of Islam, this is that pillar where the verse even starts with Allah's name. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ. The verse is so emphatic. It is Allah's right upon humanity. Even though it's the fard upon the Muslim who is capable, zad and rahila, but the verse is emphasizing that temperament of the Muslim, that so much we must want to be there, that it is Allah's haq upon mankind. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ, to intend and go toward the Baytullah in Hajj. Then the verse gives the relief and makes it easy, where the verse says, مَنْ اِسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا, whoever has the affordability and capability and fulfills the shart. Then the verse says, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ. SubhanAllah, look at the emphasis in the verse. The verse is not leaving this aspect. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ. And he who refutes and rejects and shows ingratitude to Allah, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ, that a person says, I don't need to go there, or I won't go there, or what is this going there, just like that, and a person starts questioning. This is a journey of the ardent lover of Allah. That's why, Salah أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, Zakat وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ, صِيَام كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَام, حَجْ وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حَجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ السَّبِيلَ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah is totally independent. Allah needs nothing. Allah needs no one. Allah is independent of His creation. The entire universe needs Allah, and Allah needs nothing. Allah needs no one. So much of emphasis in the verse, starting with Allah's name. This is a journey for Allah's sake. This is a journey to get closer to Allah. This is a journey for the love of Allah. This is a journey for the pleasure of Allah. This is a journey towards Allah. إليه وإلا فالرحيل مضيع وفيه وإلا فالغرام مضيع وعنه وإلا فالمحدث كاذب. The friend of Allah says, if the journey is not for Allah, what a waste. If the discussion is not about Allah, or Allah is nowhere in the equation, how futile. And about and towards Allah, otherwise the passion is futile. So everything for Allah. This journey is teaching us that normally a person goes early to the masjid, dress as well, clean, have a wonderful scent. This journey, all that is removed. Two sheets, two cloths, very similar to the kafan. And here, the shrivel, al-ajju, wasajju, dusty, screaming out the labbaik, out of the love of Allah, labbaik Allahumma, labbaik. Hazrat Jibreel came, alayhi salam, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell your sahaba, فَلْيَرُفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَهُمْ, the men to raise their voices in the labbaik. Sahaba, the entire journey, called out of the love of Allah, the labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik, la sharika laka labbaik. So up to today, the Hujjaj, now they were in Muzdalifah in the evening, and they performed, they spent that night there. What an amazing night, where the Haji, ya Allah, sleeps on the soil. His bedding is the earth, pebbles, the soil. His blanket is the skies, staring at the stars, marveling at Allah's Qudrah. Equality between everyone, all and sundry, masses, peasant, king, elite, royal, general, everyone on one plane. No differentiation, same garment, similar to the kafan. That's why chapter Al-Hajj starts with the discussion of death. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم. It envisages, the chapter describes, enshrines the description of Judgment Day, because this is a very similar spectacle that happens there. Now, the Haji finds any spot, whatever little he has in a backpack, because you carry very little, especially walking or you're going here, there, you can lose your goods very, very easily, and you want to be lighter, as light as possible. So whatever little each one shares with the next, some tin fish, some this, some that. After the night of Muzdalifah, this is a lesson for every moment. Never look down upon any of Allah's creation. We all are equal. You see a man under the bridge looking for some cardboard to sleep on, will never look at someone with a frown or with hatred or intolerance, but we'll realize, no, that beggar is me. I am the beggar before my Allah. Look down upon none of Allah's creation. That new person that comes also, yes, they're not used to washing their feet so many times, but tolerate him, help him, show him in the wudu khana. This is how you wash. Remember, someone tolerated our forefathers some centuries or decades ago. Let's do it for the ummah of the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even a person well off, he's uncomfortable to remove his shoes and his feet, because what happens is he's not accustomed to doing that. We're so fortunate as Muslims. Bring him in through the wudu khana, show him nicely. Tell him, don't worry, we'll wash here. Tell him if you like, politely, you may use soap if you want. You can also use some soap to show it. It teaches us to look at humanity sensitivity. Now that night is spent there. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performs fajr and then departs from Muzdalifah. What an amazing feeling. Here, the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought, leave before the sunrise, because the mushrikeen used to leave after the sunrise. They would say, Ashriq Sabir, Ashriq Sabir, Kayma Nughir, may you rise, O sun, from the direction of Sabir. That's where the sunrise would appear from, so that we may charge and depart. But Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed, we follow what pleases Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not the way of the mushrikeen, and not the way of the West, or not the way of any of us, anyone else. We follow Allah ke Nabi ke tariqe pe chalna. دنیا اور آخرت کی کامیابی کا یقین اور غیروں کی طریقے میں دنیا اور آخرت کی ناکامی کا یقین. This conviction has to come into it. That yaqeen on Allah's way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tariqa, is success in this world and the next, and every other way is destruction. Anyway, the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's journey. So here, he asked his Abdullah bin Abbas to accumulate for him the pebbles. And he brought for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is sunnah to accumulate 7 pebbles there. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that's how, this is the right one you brought for me. And he departed from there, from Muzdalifah to Mina, the morning of the 10th. And Quran speaks of this. ثُمَّ أَفِيضُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَاضَ النَّاسِ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. How amazing. The discussion of Hajj in great detail comes in Suratul Baqarah. Al-Hajj ashhurun ma'lumat. Hajj are in that specific month, that specific time. فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجِّ. Whoever undertakes the journey of Hajj. What we have to learn. فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. No indecent talk, sexual discussions and so forth. No sinful discussions whatsoever. No arguments at all. Now this is emphatic negation. Not just a negation through the verb, but through an emphatic remark called the mustah. Never perpetrate any of these. Never argue. Concentrate on one's reformation and connection to Allah. And whatever good you do, يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ. So there's an interesting hadith. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about an accepted hajj. He said, to get an accepted hajj, make salam to people, feed people, and talk politely to people. What does Allah do? And take your provision, because the best provision you may take with you is Allah's consciousness. And fear Allah, O intelligent ones. Then the verse also speaks of the permissibility of earning here and there, prioritizing the intention of the akhirah, and then remembering Allah at Al-Mash'ar al-Haram, which is Muzdalifah. And remember Allah, that He guided you, that He gave you hidayat. And remember before this, you were astray, Allah says. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الضَّالِّينَ. الضالين ثم أفيضوا من حيث أفاض الناس. Then you go with the congregation of Hujjaj in abundance and you gush forth. SubhanAllah, this faith is such an amazing feeling. This gushing forth and like waves coming. And that's how you feel exactly. It's not just a march or a charge. You feel like you're in this wave of humanity and everyone has their space. But it's as though you're being carried during this march for Allah. You charge to Mina, and along the way, beg Allah's forgiveness. While we are reading the labbaik, because the sunnah rendition now is still labbaik constantly. Inna Allahu Ghafurur Rahim. But the person does reminisce, we reminisce over our mistakes and our wrongs and our sins, and we beg Allah's forgiveness. So then we go to Mina. The Mina, back to Mina on the 10th, is a busy day for the Haji. There's four very pertinent actions and explained by the Fuqaha as Ran Hat. First, the Haji goes to make a Rami of the Jamarat, and motivated by the fact that he's throwing every sort of devil and devilish activity out of his life. Such a symbolic, amazing practice. Ran Hat. Then the Haji from there, asking Allah's acceptance, with every part Allah forgives major sins, with the firm intention to change, he then goes to sacrifice his animal for Allah. But what is he envisaging? That وَالْهَدْيُ نَفْسِي أَلَّذِي يُغْنِي عَنِ الْجَزْرِ. Oh Allah, it's not just the sacrificial animal that I'm sacrificing. And remember, the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrificed 63 camels, but sacrificed for Allah. That, oh Allah, my nafs, my desires must be sacrificed for you. I must live my life for your pleasure, seeking your pleasure. وَالْهَدْيُ نَفْسِي أَلَّذِي يُغْنِي عَنِ الْجَزْرِ. Oh Allah, that I, that doesn't need to be slaughtered. I want to sacrifice my life in pleasing you. And then وَبَتَّ الْمُنَى مِنِّي مَبِيتِيَ فِي مِنَى. He learns how my desires must come out of my life. And I help my animal. جَمْرُ شَوْقِيَ فِي صَدْرِي. Is that burning desire in my chest of your love. وَإِشْعَارُ هَدِي ذَبْحُ نَفْسِي بِقَهْرِهَا وَخِلْعِي بِمَحْوِ الْكَائِنَاتِ عَنِ السِّرِّ. This is to take every love of every makhluk out of the heart, but place Allah's love and Allah's connection firm in this heart. And then he says, the friend of Allah says, as we sacrifice the animal, and then the Haji makes halq, because he asks Allah to make him like a newborn baby who will stay away from all sins. So he's partially out of ihram at this time. So changing his clothes, bathing, using perfume and so forth would be permissible. And then he has to carry out tawaful ifada, tawaful ziyara. And when he does this, subhanAllah, the friend of Allah says, وَمَنْ رَامَ نَفْرًا بَعْدَ نُسْكٍ فَإِنَّنِي مُقِيمٌ عَلَى نُسْكِ حَيَاتِي بِلَا نَفْرِي. He who completes the practices and the sacrifices and the rituals of Hajj, and then he leaves Makkah Mukarramah and he wants to go home, he says, my slogan for Allah is, I remain on the practice and the rituals of Hajj throughout my life, never leaving the state of Hajj spiritually. وَمَنْ رَامَ نَفْرًا بَعْدَ نُسْكٍ فَإِنَّنِي مُقِيمٌ عَلَى نُسْكِي حَيَاتِي بِلَا نَفْرِي. Meaning, like the Haji, is always conscious of the state. I'm in ihram. I can't just do as I like. I can't just eat what I want. I can't just, scratch the way I like. I have to be cautious, be careful. He says, my entire life should be taqwa. See what Allah says in these chapters of Hajj also. وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Now in the verses, Allah says, when you complete your rituals of Hajj, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمْ مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. Now this is verses number, Surah Baqarah chapter 2, verses number 200. When you completed your Hajj practices, فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. Remember Allah profusely. Like you would mention and discuss and rehearse the lives of your forefathers. Nay, remember Allah more. So this verse means to make dhikrullah, make ibadah in those days, the 10th, the 11th and so forth, and then the extra day, preferably. But not only does it mean dhikrullah and our individual ibadat. This is why we find the pious, during those days of Mina, they would make mudhakara of deen, teach each other, teach different people. I imagine there's people from 250 somewhat countries there. And we can meet people from different countries, talk to them nicely, discuss Allah's deen, discuss our responsibility as Muslims, discuss how we can take Allah's deen to our countries. And in history also we learn, scholars of the past would meet on Hajj, and after Hajj also they would discuss what beneficial things they are doing in their country to serve the people. Certain times, even certain inventions were discussed by Muslims. They said, you know, we invented this. You can also do this there, and you can benefit the people and share Islam with the people. So these beautiful discussions. The verse of the Quran says, remember Allah profusely. Like you would remember your forefathers in the past, because in the past they used to sit there and extol the glory of their forefathers and their nations and their tribes. Quran Sharif says, like you used to do that, now leave that. Now you discuss Allah more than how you would sit discussing your forefathers, my father, my nation, my people. That was a jahiliyyah practice. As a Muslim, we discuss the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We discuss our Allah, how to make Allah happy, how to obey Allah, how to uplift Allah's deen, how to introduce Allah and our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the world. So this is what we discuss there. Oh, ashadda dhikra, and we spend our time in dua. And then the du'as Quran Sharif mentions, and even this du'a Quran highlights, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. How amazing is the discussion of Hajj in this chapter from verses 197, 198, 199, 200, 201, amazing, 202, discussing and remember Allah in these counted days. And if you leave after 2 days from Yawm al-Nahar, it's permissible. But if you stay, if you want the consciousness of Allah, obviously it's preferred, and fear Allah and know that to Allah you will be resurrected. And then Quran teaches us another very pertinent lesson. There are those who their statements appease you and astonish you in this worldly life, and they make Allah witness over what is in their heart, but all their lives is about just argumentativeness. So what we learn from there is to be humble, not just to argue and be haughty and be arrogant and cause corruption in the land. Quite interesting. And then when such a person is given advice, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهِ, haughtiness grips them and endorses sin in them. Jahannam is sufficient as their abode. And what an evil place that is. And then the verse of the Quran, the next one is quite interesting. Verses number 207. About those who sell their souls in seeking Allah's pleasure. This verse was also revealed concerning this great Sahabi, Hazrat Suhaib al-Rumi. Read his life, how he left Makkah Mukarramah to migrate, sacrificing everything for Allah. So Allah give us all tawfiq. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Mubarak days, subhanAllah, what amazing khutbahs he gave during the days of Hajj. Among these khutbahs were his advisors, the one who prioritizes the afterlife. Allah will take care of his dunya, and Allah will make it easy for him. But the one who makes this world Ammahu, his world is his be-all and end-all. Allah will make his mind and his endeavors split in all different directions and all different valleys, where he'll be running behind this world, helter-skelter, living a miserable life, not happy. Allah Ta'ala save us from such a plight. And in that, in changing in this dunya, he'll get barbadi and destruction. So this was advice in Hajj. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also explained during the days of Mina, who is a Muslim? The one who people are safe from the harm of his tongue. And Salim al Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi, and he doesn't harm people with his hands. And who is a mu'min also, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained. And also Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained the rights of the wife, the rights of the husband. And he highlighted in every khutbah the importance of every person's honor, their life, their wealth, their honor. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also highlighted in this chapter equality between all of mankind, all colors, all races. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am the last of Anbiya alayhi wasalam. You are the final ummah. There's no Nabi after me. And you are all the children of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And all of you, subhanallah, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was made from the soil of the earth. And we are his children. This is the beautiful teachings of Islam. Not like the Bible that makes one nation so great and the other useless or worthless, Gentiles. Only the Lord of Israel, the Lord of Israel. No, Allah's beloved said, you all are the children of Hazrat Adam. And Hazrat Adam was created from soil. وَآدَمُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned the Ummah about Dajjal in the days of Hajj. And he also said, may Allah keep fresh, vibrant, strong, beautiful, illustrious, that person who will hear my words and impart it to the world. So he was teaching us, whatever we learn, don't just, mashallah, sit down and make our own ibadah, think we didn't bring Allah a favor. No, share it with the world. Share it with those who have never heard about Allah. Share it with the majority who have never heard about who is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The little you know, my brother, the little you know, my sister, is a lot. Appreciate it and share it with the world. And hoard it not for ourselves, because this is selfishness. And we are the ummah of that beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who is totally selfless. And this is what the Quran teaches us when the Quran speaks of the ant or the hoopoe or anything like that. Subhanallah. My intention was to finish off with this beautiful poem on Hajj. That will be another time, inshallah. Our time has elapsed. Allah give us tawfiq. Ya Rabbi, salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayr al-khalq kullihi bi rahmatika ya
Rabbi. Jazakumullah khairan, Mufti Sahab, for those inspiring words. Make dua for us as well. Inshallah, we look forward to meeting you next week. Assalamu alaikum.
Ameen. Akramakumullah. Ameen. Barakallah. Assalamu alaikum.